This is Lionheart Radio 107.3 FM. We have Sergeant Richard Aether from RAF Bournemouth in the studio. Woo!
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm going to say recently. It wasn't recent. Well, it was recently.
Last month?
Yeah, last month. Richard has been on a Help for Heroes rally across Europe. Mm-hmm. I had a better way of saying that, but I can't. Didn't form in my head. But he took the same path that the Allied invasion took, and it's also...
He basically followed the Band of Brothers TV series, the 101st Airborne Division Easy Company. It was made famous by the Band of Brothers, so basically followed the route through from England right the way through to France on D-Day, up into Holland for Operation Market Garden, into Belgium for the Battle of the Bulge, and then obviously into Germany towards the end of the war, finishing up at Ilse Eagle's Nest. And that was the idea behind the rally, that we would follow in 4x4 vehicles the route that they took on the invasion.
Yeah, and that was 3,124 miles, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was quite a distance, to be honest, and quite long days. Each day was sort of broken up into different sort of sections. Some days longer than others, and the longest sort of day being about 450 miles when we drove from France to Holland. But yeah, it was an impressive amount of mileage, and it certainly took it out of us and the vehicle.
Yeah, the car just made it in. There were a couple of close calls with the car.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had some hiccups even before we started the rally. One of the hoses split on the way down to the hotel the night before. And then it came back again on the third day when the hose actually exploded and deposited the contents of the engine over a motorway in France. We did think that we were kind of stuck then and that was going to be the rally over, but with a little bit of help from friends in the AA, we were on our way again and we managed to survive for the rest of the journey. It was interesting, but we got there in the end.
Yeah, because you went with your family, didn't you? Your wife and your three children?
Yes, my wife, Amanda. Hello, Amanda, I know she's listening. the three kids, Jessica, Joshua and Charlotte, they're 10, 6 and 5. So it was quite an interesting journey trying to keep the kids happy throughout the long days. But yeah, they were very well behaved, I have to say. My navigator did an excellent job.
On the Help for Heroes rally, you raised £8,834.69.
This is true.
And overall, the rally raised... Okay, I'm not good with numbers. Give me a moment. I can't read
numbers.
It's a big
number.
Yeah. Do you want to say it?
It's £156,000. £351.92 to be exact. But the main part of it was that this year's rally was supposed to try and raise more money than last year's, which the target was £121,000, and we kind of blew that out of the water. So impressively, over the last 2 years that the rally's been running, we've broken a £250,000 mark for Help for Heroes, which is what it's all about, basically.
Why do you support Help for Heroes? Obviously, you're in the RAF, but
yeah.
We've
got a big military background, certainly RAF background in my family. My wife served 14 years in the RAF. My brother has just finished 22 years in the RAF. And my brother-in-law, Mark, is still serving, actually. So, and at the time when we decided to go on the rally, he was out in Afghanistan as part of a six-month tour over there. So, you know, the work that Help for Heroes does is coming more and more to the fore. And as a family, we kind of know more and more people have been affected by it. So that was one of the main reasons why we decided to support our charity.
Yes, you're here listening to Lionheart Radio 107.3 FM, and we're in the studio with Sergeant Richard Aether, and we're talking about his Help for Heroes rally that he took part in last month. And he's just going to quickly go over the fundraising that he did as part of the event.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all sort of tried to raise as much money as we could do, and part of that we started writing off letters to local businesses and things like this to see what support we could get. And of the sort of 100-odd letters that we sent, we read about 6 responses. So from those, we started to try and exploit that as much as we could and tried to get into the supermarkets for collections outside. We also spoke with the Brough Park Greyhounds, Newcastle Racecourse and people like that to try and get events organised that would try and raise money. The supermarkets were probably the best places to get into, really. And we did probably about 5 or 6 collections And you know, they raised, you know, like £1,000 a day. They're absolutely, you know, massive lucrative places to come to go to. And the people just instantly see that the Health Heroes banners, and obviously collecting uniform helps, and it, you know, the people kind of instantly recognise and put the two and two together, and we were amazed by the sort of generosity of people just coming up and emptying purses and, you know, sticking £5 and £10 notes in there. So, you know, that was, you know, a really big part of our fundraising. And obviously the online sponsorship page, which you've already mentioned, runs out tomorrow, people, so get on there and donate for us. But you know, that was it, through, you know, through social networking, Facebook and Twitter and things like that. We sort of contacted all our known friends, and then we had the blog, airborneRangerovers.com, where people could go on there and obviously see what we were doing, lead up to the fundraising events we were doing as well, and obviously follow us on the rally. For the fundraising side, you know, functions in our silence mess at RAF Bulmer. Obviously, it's a great place to be when people have had a drink, and you can get a lot of people to give up the money. So that's, you know, by one way or another, we managed to get the £8,000 that we got. It by far out surpassed the sort of £2,500 I wanted to get in the first place. So we were totally amazed by that. That's it.
There are ways to donate to Help for Heroes. Separately, from that, you can do it all the time, can't you?
Yeah, you can do it on either the Help for Heroes website itself, by buying wristbands, car stickers, things like that, you know. They've got a lot of merchandise online, so just type in, you know, Help for Heroes in your Google search engine, and you'll be off, and you'll be able to support them in that way as well.
Yeah, so that's the Help for Heroes fundraising thing, which is the past 15 minutes has been about. If you haven't cottoned on, you clearly haven't been listening for the past 15 minutes. Just to move on to the experience of the rally itself, obviously you said you took your family with you, and it was kind of like a holiday, but not like a holiday, because obviously it had a purpose to it other than just...
Yeah, I mean, totally. It was we saw it as a chance. It was probably the only chance we're going to have this year to have a holiday, because of the expense that was incurred, you know, by doing it. It wasn't a cheap thing to do. Preparing a car and preparing ourselves to go as well, you know, buying tents and things, and, you know, and making sure the car was ready to go. We did spend a lot of money on ferry crossings, etc. But at the end of the day, it was a holiday that if we hadn't have gone on that holiday and done the rally itself, we would never have seen the places that we saw on the rally. You know, there were fantastic places. Given the fact it was a 4x4 rally as well, it wasn't somewhere you could normally access, you know, in a normal car. You know, some of the places when we were in, for instance, in the battlefields of the Somme in France, we were driving through farmers' fields over rutted ground and things like that, and all of a sudden an oasis, you know, of a Commonwealth War Graves Commission cemetery pop out at you. So, you know, things like that that we would never have seen made it very worthwhile going. But the long days made it quite difficult, and trying to keep the kids amused was quite difficult. But the rally itself had challenges, you know, throughout the rally that the kids could get involved with. Just daft things like having to take pictures of cars in alphabetical order and things like this, and pictures sort of rounds on the way. We had to put pictures in order as you saw them on the way. So the kids were always involved with one thing or another. And when they weren't doing that, they were watching DVDs or asleep, so we had peace and quiet either way. So.
Sleeping children, always good in a long car journey.
Yeah, fantastic.
Were they, obviously all the places you went to would have some kind of huge significance, but were there any that stood out a lot for you?
Yeah, I mean, from it's not really a fun type holiday when you're visiting things like war graves and things like that, but it is a very humbling experience. And having seen sort of the Band of Brothers TV series, it was good to see a lot of the places where the guys went and fought. For myself, sort of having been to France last year and going to my great-uncle's grave last year, I did quite a lot of reading up on military history from sort of World War II anyway. So for me, going and visiting those places that I read about was really good. But yeah, the places we went to were very humbling. Like I say, we got to go to my great uncle's grave again and lay another wreath. You know, the places like the foxholes at Foy, you know, will mean nothing to anybody if you've not seen the Band of Brothers, but they're still there all these years on. The prisoner of war camp at Dachau, a very somber place, but still very moving. And it's important for for everyone to sort of realise, even the kids, although it's not a, you know, a great place to take kids, you know, we thought it was still important for them to sort of to know what went on all those years ago, you know. So for that, it was very rewarding.
On the piece of paper you've given me, there's a song that we can play, and it says that I'm going to play one of the normal ones.
Okay.
I'm going to play The Killers. And yeah. You said the sun eventually came out. Was the weather terrible?
I mean, the weather to start off with was kind of, it wasn't as bad as it is today. But we had days when it was raining, we had some days when it was kind of bright, but as we got into towards Germany, the weather really did improve, and as we got to sort of Bavaria, the sun came out, and that's why, you know, Mr. Brightside is one of my choices for a song.
Well, thank you, Richard, for coming onto the show. It's been really great talking to you and finding out about this. So we're going to say goodbye now. Thank you.
Thanks.